Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with my good colleague and friend, Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs, about the arriving for a state visit in London, the Sheikh of Qatar, Sheikh Al Thani, and his principal wife, as Gregory instructs me, received by the king himself for a luncheon at Buckingham and all the state ceremonies. Why? Gregory describes that Doha, the capital of Qatar, is coming in from the cold with the election of Donald Trump. Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs, explains how the Arab sheikhs of the Gulf are changing direction, and the USA is a benefit and a beneficiary of this change of direction, and we can hope London is too. The king is very formal, but very effective in bringing in people who have been away for a while. Here's Gregory. More of this tonight.
So they have strong historical ties to Britain. All of those Gulf Emirates and Sultanates and Kingdoms have strong relationships with London, but now, since the election in the United States of President Donald Trump, they're now moving back towards the West in a serious way, which is why the Qataris cut off a lot of their ties with the Turks on funding the Muslim Brotherhood groups, including Hamas, and it's why today we see Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, the Emir of Qatar, arrive in London with his principal wife of his three wives, Sheikha Jawahir, and they came on a state visit to London. A state visit's a big deal because it's high profile and it shows a strong diplomatic attachment. And I was at the palace today to watch Sheikh Tamim and the Sheikha arrive and to a splendid ceremony at Horse Guards Parade, and then they were moved to Buckingham Palace for a state luncheon there. It's not that they're strangers.
30 seconds, Gregory. Go ahead. Yeah.
But this is going to be a key component, if you like, of Qatar's pointed return to the world of the West, rather.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.